If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
David Hochberg joins us now. You hear him Saturday mornings on WGN Radio after House Smarts with Lou. Hochberg is the vice president of lending for Team Hochberg, and he hosts Home Sweet Home Chicago Saturdays starting at 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. here on WGN Radio. Hi, Mr. Hochberg. Welcome.
Hi, Mr. Williams. Thanks for having me.
Hey, what do you make of this conversation I'm going to have tomorrow? If you've lived in your house for 30 years, you are exempt from property taxes. You don't get a discount.
Yeah.
You pay none.
Yeah, I don't think that's a great idea. Who's this senator? Where's the senator located from? Central Illinois, Northern Illinois, Southern Illinois? What town's he from? Or what area does he or she represent?
Rockford area Republican.
Okay, Rockford Republican. Yeah, I don't know how it
works.
Oh,
pardon me. It's more towards the Quad Cities. But keep going, David.
Okay, so, I mean, you're in a sparsely, densely populated area, right? I mean, so...
Wait, which? Sparsely or densely?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's kind of... It kind of goes against each other. It's a sparse... You know, it's not a highly dense area, right?
Right? Yeah. So it's not Naperville.
You know, when you get into areas like Chicago, Naperville, Downers, you know, the heavily populated areas where the real estate taxes, where the schools rely on the real estate taxes and all the local services. If you have an older community, okay, and there's no real estate taxes coming in to pay for the first responders, all these older folks that are living in these homes, you know, when they call the ambulance, when they're having a grabber or something, they fall down and can't get up, there's going to be no money there to fund these services. I'd rather these elected officials, John,
yes, sir,
spend their times instead of creating these ridiculous bills that aren't going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
To why don't you incentivize businesses to come move to the state of Illinois that will buy property, that will pay real estate taxes, that will generate jobs, that they'll have to build houses, that will generate real estate taxes for the local communities, instead of sitting down there writing stupid bills that aren't going to go anywhere. So, and I say that for the elected officials in Cook County, with the 25% of brownfields we have in Cook County on the southeast side of Chicago for the past 35, 40 years, they haven't done a damn thing with, where you could take those brownfields meaning where factories once used to be, that used to be vibrant, tax-producing, income-producing properties are now vacant and brownfields, and nothing's been done with them for 20, 30 plus years. So I think if we focused on our time, you got me all fired up here, John. Getting
I'll
ready.
I'll ask another question
nice
soon, but I don't think anytime soon.
But,
keep going.
But I mean, you've got these open fields
mm-hmm.
that they can spend their time developing, giving tax incentives to companies to come in here to build things in Illinois. Instead, they go across the border into Indiana, or they go across the border into Wisconsin, okay? It's ridiculous. Or they go south to Missouri, or they go south to Kentucky for the southern tip of the state, okay? Illinois's got a problem. We have a problem attracting businesses. We have a problem losing businesses. So instead of writing stupid bills that aren't going anywhere and wasting the paper and wasting the ink printing this out and taking up time down Springfield, why don't y'all get in a room and figure out a way to incentivize businesses to come here to buy property and to build things on vacant property, redevelop property, then build homes so people that work in those factories and those warehouses can live. It just drives me crazy. We talk about affordable housing. Affordable housing, great. Great, great, great. Affordable housing. You know how you get affordable housing, John? You build more houses, okay, which we haven't done in the state of Illinois in abundance in years. I digress. I apologize.
Sorry. So getting back to my original question, I hadn't thought about it the way you put it, and that is that if you do give people the exemption, 100% on property taxes, if you've lived in the house for 30 years.
Who's going to pay the firefighters?
Right.
Who's going to pay the cops?
Right. Then everybody else's property taxes have to go up.
Right.
But I also wonder, how many people do you think, David, this is your business, how many people have lived in their same house for 30 years?
A lot. Yeah. A lot of people, John. A lot of our listeners have lived in their home for 30
I know,
years.
Gotta be, I don't, so you're probably 60 or older, and we have a lot of 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100-year-old listeners. So I think a lot of our audience is attuned to this, and I think a lot of them would be happy to have the tax break. But then you're going to maybe you aren't going to sell that house and open up more stock for the next family because some of you are paying $10,000, $15,000 in property taxes, and if you stay put, you get a $15,000 raise. So
let's look at ways to lower property taxes, John. Instead of like, let's look at ways of bringing in businesses and other entities so we have more businesses, we're collecting more revenue from the taxes from those businesses to drive down the stress of the real estate taxes on the existing homeowners. Instead of coming up with all these fecoctic new things here, why don't you look at what you got and fix what's broken and take what's broken and generate revenue from that so you don't got to waste time writing these stupid bills that aren't going anywhere. And if you get into areas, John, that are populated with a ton of people that have been living in their homes for 30 years, and God bless you if you've been living in your home for 30 years, guess what? You're going to put a ton more pressure on all the people that are trying to move into that community. And they're not going to be able to afford to move in there because the real estate taxes are so crazy already. So let's look at a way of creating ways lower real estate taxes.
What's the range of property taxes in the Chicago listening area?
It's between 2% and 4% of your property value.
I think it's yesterday. I believe it was Steve Alexander said, or somebody said, that we are the second highest state in the union for the property tax as a percent of the value of the home, and it's 2.1%, and only New Jersey is higher, 2.4%. Some people are paying 4% of the value of the home.
Some people, John, some of your listeners right now are shaking their heads, going, my real estate tax portion of my mortgage is greater than my mortgage payment.
Yeah.
Okay, so on a $200,000 home, they're paying 8 G's in real estate taxes. Okay, they're paying $8,000 in real estate taxes. Okay, so that's like $675.
Who has a $200,000 home that's the taxes are $8,000 on that? Because $200,000 is in Will County.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's not a very expensive house.
Not at all.
And it's not a very, to be honest with you, if you get closer into the city, it's not a very nice house. You're not going to get a $200,000 house in Oak Park. You're not going to get a $200,000. And if you do, it's not such a nice house that I would imagine the property taxes would be lower. Not so, huh?
No, because, you know, it's 2025, not 1985, right? So, I mean...
Wait, hold on. I'm writing that down. What's the date again, David? 2020.
Breaking news, right? We're not in 1985. We're in 2025. And like that, like Texter texted in, I think you said she paid $600. Now it's 6 G's, okay, over the past 40 years or whatever it was. That, you know, she texted in a half hour ago, and I jumped in the car. I heard, you know, that text come through. The problem is if we don't increase the tax base by bringing and attracting businesses,
Fine. I saw something from somebody in Chicago that said that we're actually doing a pretty good job. Maybe it was the governor's office. Gosh, I wonder what he would say. But I don't think it's as bad as you're making it sound.
It could be a hell of a lot better, John, because those brownfields, everybody on the southeast side of Chicago, you go on the Bishop Ford from 103rd, where it turns into Bishop Ford.
I know where you are.
You go... You know what I'm talking. You go from the Bishop Ford at 103rd, 95th Street, where the spur goes off to the Bishop Ford, all the way to the Indiana line. Those brownfields have been brownfields for 30, 40 years.
And
nothing has gone in there.
Yeah. And I'm not arguing with you, David. I didn't expect you and I were going to talk about this. So what do we need to do with those brownfields? How do we get businesses to go there?
You incentivize them. You give them reason to come to the south side of Chicago, southeast side of Chicago, where you could redevelop these this land that's got nothing on it. You incentivize these businesses to build brand new plants there, brand new warehouses. You go up and down I-55, John, right? You get south of Joliet, it's warehouse city all the way down to like Manhattan.
I know.
Okay, so it you know, everything is just in time. Everybody needs their undershirt and their underpants and their whatever the hell they're ordering, you know, within 6 hours of ordering. That's what all those those warehouses are for. Okay, now for building them all the way up and down I-55, which is fantastic, right? Why can't we do it on the south side of Chicago? We got rail lines coming into the south.
Let me ask
Chicago.
You this question. Yep. This listener says 630. How about raising the $65,000 income threshold and allowing more seniors to take advantage of a real estate freeze or discount? The number should be reevaluated due to inflation, says Tony.
I agree with that.
That's not such a crazy idea. It's 11:45. This is WGN. We're talking to David Hochberg. Well, David Hochberg is talking to us. He's the vice president of lending for Team Hochberg, and he's the host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. You can hear him Saturdays at 10 a.m. We talk on occasion with the vice president of lending for Team Hochberg, David Hochberg. You'll hear him Saturday morning at 10 a.m. By the way, David, can I just get one word in edgewise about the business friendliness of Illinois?
Sure.
World Business Chicago. This was the report I was thinking about, and this is about Chicago. Chicago has, I'm reading you their press release. Chicago has once again been named the number one metro in the United States for corporate relocation and investment by Site Selection magazine, marking its 12th consecutive year at the top. This ranking, based on project count, highlights the region's global economic strength, business-friendly environment, and deep talent pool. Granted, that's a press release, and it's from somebody who advocates for Chicago businesses, and I don't know Site Selection magazine, but that had a news hit last week, and I thought I would just insert that into our conversation.
Well, I'm glad, and they could walk down the street, Michigan Avenue with me, and I'll show them empty store after empty store after empty store, and we could go into Water Tower Place, and I'll show them entire floors that are empty, and then I'll take them to the south side of Chicago and show them the brownfields at the old Sherwin-Williams plant that's been vacant and all the other places. So it's a great press release. Kudos to them.
What's the number to get people out of their houses, David?
I think you're right. I heard you say 5%.
Yeah.
I think 5%, yeah, people are, you know, listeners are in their twos and the threes. 70% of listeners, John, who have a mortgage today have a rate of 4% or below.
Say that again.
40% of homeowners in the United States own their home free and clear without a mortgage.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. 70% of the homeowners that have mortgages have rates under 4%. You know, they got it during the COVID craziness with the twos, threes, and fours in 2020, 21, 22 before rates started ricocheting and taking off.
40% of the people are not making a mortgage payment that own homes?
They own their home free and clear, yeah. That's according to our industry information that we get that's out there. Yeah, you could Google that. It's accurate.
What's going to happen with Rocket Mortgage acquiring Redfin? So that's a mortgage company acquiring a website that does real estate listings.
Yeah, so Redfin, I'm going to upset the Redfin realtors now. So Redfin's model is, you know, you go online and you press a button, and then they've got realtors sitting on their couch waiting for the bell to ring to help you. Okay, so then Rocket has gone more towards, you know, all online stuff. So listen, I've been saying this for 20 years. Okay, you want to buy a book, you want to buy a pair of shoes, sneakers. You want to buy underpants and a bra, you do it online, okay? You want to buy a $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 house online, good luck. Have a nice day, okay? There are professional realtors out there that know this market like the back of their hands because they're out there every single day schlepping people around, going in and out of houses, know the neighborhoods, know the communities, know which communities have good schools, which communities have better schools.
Okay. So you don't like Redfin for that. What's your point?
Well, my point is that if you're a point and click and you want to go that and you don't want any type of high-end service, yeah, you can buy anything online. I think you're crazy buying a piece of real estate and getting a mortgage online. That's just with me. Mm-hmm. I compete with Rocket all the time, and I expose them for their ridiculously high closing costs every single time I'm given the opportunity. So they spent $1.7 billion to acquire Redfin. I think it's great. I'm glad they're spending their money on that instead of spending their money on radio ads. So good luck to them. And, you know, I've been competing with them for 24 years. I'll compete, and every time I compete with them, I crush them. So bring it on.
Seemed to have touched a button there. The consumer price index was favorable for inflation. How about that?
Yeah. The favorable for inflation and shows continued progress towards the target of 2% inflation. Unfortunately, John, the bond market's looking past this positive number and is more on the potential re-inflationary effects of this wonderful trade war we happen to be in right now, you know, with all these tariffs. So while when inflation goes down, John, typically the bonds go down, but today they haven't gone down. So hopefully with this tariff talk coming to an end sometime soon. I don't know what.
Well, where
what
are we on the tariff talk? Here's what I think I know.
Who the hell knows?
Well, okay, here's what I think I know, and I don't expect that you know because it changes every minute. But it was 25%, and then Canada said 25%, and then Ontario said we will cut off your electricity, and then the United States said that we'll make it 50%, and then Ontario said, okay, we won't do that if you don't do that, but we still then are 25% tariffs back and forth.
Yeah.
So going and coming, it's a new 25% tariff with Canada. I think that's where we are at this moment.
That's exactly where we are right now. So all of the aluminum flat roll products that come from Canada, because they've got a lot of aluminum
steel
manufacturing company up there, you know, where they pour steel, aluminum, and roll it into gigantic rolls that you stamp out aluminum cans. A lot of that's in Canada. So I heard an interview this morning from a can manufacturer here in the United States that buys aluminum coils from Canada. He's like, you know, the cost of everything just gone up 25%. So all of this nonsense that the manufacturer is going to eat it, that's a bunch of bull. Okay, it's a bunch of crap, and prices are going to go up because these margins on these products, John, are razor thin. These companies are not like making 50, 60, 80% margins on their products. Okay, they're making razor thin margins. And when you jack up the cost of their raw materials by 10% or 15% or 25% in this case, they're going to pass it on. And guess who's going to pay it? John and Tom and John and Sally Smith are going to pay it. Joe Blow consumer is going to pay it, which is going to take more money out of their pocket.
Yeah.
And it's going to push us into a recession because people are going to start spending less money.
Time's
it's
up.
Going to keep inflation down.
Time's up.
Okay.
You're on.
I say hi to Eric Runge from WGN TV. He texted me saying he enjoys when I'm on your show. So a special shout out to Eric. Got fantastic hair.
That's David Hochberg. Thanks a lot, Eric. Now I got to have him back on again another time.
And we'll have Eric in the upcoming newscast.
How about that? Hey, David, it's good to hear you, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, buddy.
You'll hear him again Saturday morning at 10.